What happened is I had my period and I had an accident, and there was a fellow senator who thought that it did not carry the dignity of the House to present myself with a stain on my trousers. And so they asked for the Speaker to invoke a standing order that was basically going to kick me out, which the Speaker did not do. What he did is he basically said, we are giving you a chance to go and change and come back.
I was reading the Speaker asked you to go and change into a decent outfit. What does that mean?
It means that people must not know that you're having your period. And in the event that you have an accident, then you should find a way to cover it. That's the stigma which I'm trying to actually advocate against.
When you say advocate against, are you doing something to change this?
I have come up with a motion to discuss, first of all, the issue on period poverty, because the lack of sanitary towels in many school-going children is what causes some of the incidences, like, you know, staining your school uniform. So the motion is actually going to be on the floor of the House tomorrow. But I also have a bill that is going to put a legal framework on the provision of free sanitary towels to all school-going children and prisoners. Right now, there is a program that runs, but when you look at the Legal Amendment Act that is there, it doesn't really specify how frequent the provision of the sanitary towels is, the amount of sanitary towels that they get. Basically, it's all dependent on the goodwill of the government of the day. And what I'm trying to do is to put up a legal framework so that it doesn't matter which government comes in, but based on the Constitution, that we have to provide free sanitary towels to all school-going children and prisoners.
So, Senator, you are not the only person kicked out of Parliament on Tuesday. We understand that Senator Nyamu was also kicked out. What's happening to the women senators?
No, it's not an issue of the women senators. Senator Karen Nyamu actually was completely out of order because we have a dress code and you must not come with a sleeveless top. You have to cover your arms. The standing order actually gives a clear and straightforward manner with which we have to dress. And when you look at how I was dressed, and that's why I was saying when I was called to the floor that I'm dressed based on the standing order. So there's no basis to actually say that, you know, your dress code is unethical or does not give the House the respect it deserves, because what they were trying to do is actually period shame me. And people don't understand that stigma begins from small things like that.
Has this happened before to male senators or members of Parliament?
You know, what's funny actually is that the male members of parliament is a bit forward, you know, shirt, tie, blazer. And then there was a time that they pushed to have traditional attire. And to be honest, we have a male senator who actually comes dressed in the Maasai attire and he exposes his legs, he exposes his arms. But there is a justification around it, basically saying that, you know, that's a traditional attire. In fact, the other day I was telling someone, if I had to come with my traditional attire from where I come from in Kisii County, then, you know, it would completely contradict the current standing order for women, where we have to cover our arms, we have to cover our chest, we have to cover so and so. So I think also that's maybe an area that needs to be looked into. If we're all going to have official wear, we should all have official wear. If there is a level of allowance to have traditional attire, for instance, what Senator Karen Nyamu was wearing today, in some different places, it could pass to be a traditional attire.